This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Avoiding Suspicion. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Don't suspect other believers. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Generally speaking, Islam has not permitted us to be suspicious of other believers. It can amount to a sin under certain circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, avoid suspicion, for surely suspicion in some cases is a sin. The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Do not search the deficiencies of believers and do not follow their faults, because he who follows his brother's faults, his own faults will be sought by Allah. And he whose faults are sought by Allah will be disgraced even if he keeps indoors. Brothers and sisters, we know, we have seen it so many times, different verses of the Holy Quran, different traditions of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam refrain us, stop us from having suspicion, growing suspicion, being suspicious about the believers, right? We've seen it several times, not just once. This is where we need to pay attention to the instructions of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. If we do not do so, then according to the verses of Quran and according to the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be suspicious about us. Allah is going to find out, well, he's all-knowing, but he's going to find out, for the lack of better word, the deficiencies we have and expose them in front of others. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of avoiding suspicion when it comes to the believers. We said do not be suspicious about other believers. This is something Islam teaches us. You know, Islam has stopped us. It has not given us the authority. It has not given us the ability to suspect others. You know, this is something not our job. It's not within our jurisdictions. When we look at a believer, we're not supposed to be thinking negative about them. Because in order for us to be suspicious about anyone, we first have to develop this negative feeling, right? Well, what if it is slightly likely that a believer has committed something wrong? Can we doubt him and be suspicious of him then? Well, let's ask the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, justify your brother's action in the best way, unless you know otherwise, and do not suspect your brother for what he says while you can interpret it as good. So here Imam Ali alayhi salam is educating us that you know otherwise, you know, this clause in there, you know otherwise, it means that you are absolutely sure, 100% sure of the wrong that that believer may have committed. Still the Imam says that if a believer denies and he says it otherwise and says something different, then interpret it in his favor. Yet you're not allowed to be suspicious and be nosy to find out the faults of another believer, right? And, you know, avoiding this whole idea of being suspicious about other believers, it gives us a very stable and happy life as well. Because now we're starting to trust people. If we are suspicious about other people, especially when it comes to the believers, then we're not going to be comfortable around anyone. And we are not going to be trusting anyone because now we're suspicious about anyone and everyone. And you and I know that there are people who develop this habit of being suspicious about other believers. ¶¶
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.